The Traveler's Journal, June 29th, with a tip on where to rest when you've done the fest. Millions of people are flocking to Boston this weekend for the July 4th Harbor Fest. More than 200 events are scheduled over the next 6 days. Many of those visitors will take the opportunity to follow the historic Freedom Trail and Boston's other well-known attractions. Only a lucky few will find their way out to George's Island. A 40-minute ferry ride from Long Wharf, this 28-acre island is the site of Fort Warren, one link in a chain of five-sided forts built to protect the Union coast during the Civil War. Though the brick fort saw no military action, it was used to house Confederate prisoners, making it New England's most significant site from that conflict. Fort Warren seems to have been a minimum security prison. Well-heeled rebels could have their meals catered out from Boston beaneries. Modern visitors can take the free guided tour of the old fort or explore it on their own. Its kitchen, infirmary, powder house, cannons, and some not-so-secret but dark and scary tunnels are still intact. It's also pleasant to walk the parapet along the fort's outer defense, or simply sit on the rocks and watch the endless parade of ferries, freighters, and pleasure craft. Great picnic sites abound. Visitors can also catch shuttle boats to several other colorfully named islands in Boston's outer harbor, where overnight camping is permitted. George's Island is open during daylight hours from April through mid-October. But don't miss the last boat back. Park rangers confirm Fort Warren is haunted by ghosts of Confederate prisoners who died there, and a lady in a long black gown who was hung as a spy. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.